The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 14. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter. Even during the shutdown, some of our theaters are active. Today, I'm going to talk with Nathaniel Shaw about Virginia Rep's online efforts and with Joel Basson about Firehouse's new season, featuring 8 original shows plus news about a significant return to Firehouse. Let's start with Nathaniel. Hello, Nathaniel, from your home, good. I'm sure.
I am home and doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little bored, would like to see some live theater, but we're suffering with Netflix for now. So
coming soon, we all hope.
And speaking of coming soon, I know that Virginia Rep has embarked on a couple of interesting things. One of them is called Hope from Home. Tell us what that is.
So the idea here was to both capture kind of in real time the experiences people are having in this community and therefore create a catalog for ourselves of potential inspiration for projects down the road as we look back at this chapter in our history. We put out a call to the Richmond community, which is actually now closed. The last day for submissions of stories was the 30th of April, asking for people to share with us stories of their time in quarantine or things that they've witnessed in the community. People helping each other, people being challenged by this, people overcoming those challenges, anything that kind of stirred you or moved you as you experienced or witnessed Richmond's reaction to COVID-19. And then we brought on 8 playwrights to write 2-minute monologues, and we'll be profiling these playwrights and the actors as we release these. And we identified 16 actors and divvied those 16 monologues up among those actors and asked them to film them from their iPhone in the home studios that we all have now. And so in the next couple of weeks, we'll be in a position to start rolling these out quite regularly, teen stories and experiences that were felt and shared in this community, translated into messages of hope. So we're excited to share that and curious what kind of stories and monologues we come up with that might inspire us in the future.
So when you say inspire us, what you're saying is this potentially could become an actual theatrical production at some point down the road.
Yeah, I don't want to overcommit at this moment, but I think if we capture these stories, then it becomes a little catalog of Richmond's experience with COVID-19 and the way in which the playwrights that we work with and others work within this community interpret those things. So what I think is there then is a bowl full of seeds that we may plant at a later date.
What a poetic image there. These writers are all local writers, correct?
Almost all local, or some people that Virginia Rep have worked with in the past couple of seasons.
So as these are released, how can people find out who's involved and where they can experience them?
You'll be seeing these coming out on all of our social media platforms in the coming weeks. Also, if you're a subscriber to our e-news, you will see them e-news. Eventually, we and put them up on the website as well. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for you to read these stories across all of our platforms.
Meanwhile, I know there's another project that you have embarked on called Dark Knight Duets. You want to tell us what that's about?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. You know, at Virginia Rep, we often think we should be doing more with our dark nights. And in the theater, we call dark nights any night you don't have a performance. But given now that every night is a dark night, we've been reaching out again to beloved theater members of this community and others who have performed at Virginia Rep in recent years and been asking them to film at home half of a duet and then pairing them with another artist who sings the other half of a duet. And our fantastic music supervisor, Anthony Smith, has been splicing those together and editing them in a really great way.
And let's take a quick second to listen to an excerpt from one of those. This is Andrea Rivette and Georgia Rogers Farmer singing the duet In His Eyes from Jekyll and Hyde.
Will his eyes reveal to me promises or lies? But he can't conceal from me the love in his eyes.
Chris Christy Jackson paired up with Gwen Wood, who was part of Sister Act, and they did a beautiful duet from Sideshow. So we have more in the can, and more will be coming out pretty much every week.
Obviously, I've seen other people doing these where there's more than one person is performing. I'm assuming they're listening to the same like track so that they can be timed together, and then Anthony will put them together so that they're singing a duet, or do they sing it live together?
Anthony is providing the tracks. In some cases, one person is recording and sending it to the other person with that person on the file so that they can match up the timing and tempo. It just depends on the specificity and musicality of that particular piece and what it needs.
It's good to see that the folks at Virginia Rep are still staying active and still staying creative. And I understand there will be a new season announcement before too long as well.
Yeah, we're preparing a season announcement right now. It's just about ready to launch. So I think within a couple of weeks, we're just exploring, as everyone is at this time, what is the appropriate messaging and what protocols might need to be in place to ensure everyone's safety as we return to the Playhouse. Coming soon, our education team has done a remarkable job pivoting to creating online content. And we're doing that with people filming from home and all of that being pulled together by Irene Kirkendall, our education manager. So it really has been a pretty remarkable thing to watch our staff pivot to the priorities in this time of continuing to fulfill our mission of bringing people theater.
I think this is correct, that since the podcast we did a couple of weeks ago about the state of theater, you have been able to bring back your full staff. Is that correct?
We did apply for and receive one of the small business loans from the SBA. And in doing so, to have most of that loan forgiven down the road, you have to bring your staffing numbers back up to their pre-COVID-19 levels. It was wonderful that for a short period of time, for an 8-week period, we could get everybody their jobs back and even add a few people to help us in this content creation effort online. But as is often the case, uncertainty still looms. So beyond the 8-week period of this grant, there is a period of uncertainty that most nonprofits are feeling, and we certainly need the community's support in this challenging time.
All right. Well, we're certainly supporting you here at Curtain Call, and I've been talking with Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director of Virginia Rep. We've been talking about Hope from Home, Dark Knight duets, and some other things going on at Virginia Rep. Thank you so much, and continue with the good work.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you covering our industry.
So I'm visiting via phone, of course, with Joel Basson, the artistic director of Firehouse Theater. Joel, welcome to Curtain Call once again.
Thank you, Jerry. It's always good to be with you, even under social distance requirements.
Since our podcast from a couple weeks ago, what has changed with Firehouse? And of course, I know you have announced the season. We'll